time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And let's say a good Thursday morning to Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Nursery. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul.
Another beautiful fall day.
It's a fall day. It's kind of brisk out there. Cooler and windy.
Yep. Well, a couple of days ago, the high was 84 degrees.
That was almost a record. 85 was the record.
Oh, it was. Okay.
So wow. We needed to get a few more degrees hotter, warmer.
Yep. All right. So what's happening at Heather today?
Sold a few trees this morning. Just delivered a funeral. But we do a lot of funeral flowers. If people unfortunately need that service, we do offer that. A lot of people wrapping up stuff in their gardens and enjoying the fall days. It'll get nicer. You know, we used to call it an Indian summer, but Norwegian summer, I'm sure that's around the corner. So
okay.
Doesn't feel like it today.
That's right.
Over the weekend, my wife and I really attacked our yard and cut down a lot of the perennials and pruned back the bushes and pruned up trees. And I even had the city come and take out three trees out of our yard. So,
okay.
So it looks a lot different.
Oh, yeah, it does.
So I've had phone calls in the last couple of days if I can cut back my hostas and I can cut back, you know, peonies and that type of stuff. You sure can do that, I think. You're supposed to let them yellow down, but they're starting to do that. And so water them down, or cut them down, prune them back, and water them good so they go into the winter wet.
Okay. All right, as always, we're going to open up our phone lines this morning for questions for Dwayne. You can give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. Or we can you can email them over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. What's our plant of the week, Dwayne?
Pumpkin.
Yeah.
A lot of pumpkins out there, and that's kind of cool. I like pumpkins. There's a lot of different varieties of pumpkin. Pumpkin is actually a winter squash. Okay.
The
squash family. Winter means that it just gets mature later in the season. There's summer squash too, but pumpkin isn't a summer squash. Zucchini is a summer squash. Pumpkins are native to Mexico, and there sure are all different kinds of pumpkins and all different sizes. One that's probably most popular is the jack-o'-lantern pumpkin, which is what you'd carve. It's kind of a more upright pumpkin. And the dark orange, and that's one people are really familiar with. Did you see the past week, Paul, that they had their, in California, from all over the United States, they had their largest pumpkin?
Yeah, I saw that picture you sent me. That's amazing.
2,560 pounds.
How do they get them that big? How do they grow them that big?
You know, the TV stations have kind of been reporting on that pumpkin, because this gentleman wanted, you know, I don't know, 3 years ago too. As he's a horticulturist, court teacher in Minnesota, and he has it in a greenhouse, okay? So it's not like he just planted a seed and let it go. I'm sure he talks to it every day and fertilizes it and pats it on the back and tells it to keep growing. But it's definitely been babied.
For sure, yeah.
It was grown in a greenhouse. I saw that.
So. Okay.
I'm sure it had lots of fertilizer. If you want a pumpkin that big, you definitely have to feed it.
All right. How much did it weigh again?
2,560 pounds.
Wow.
And you know what? He gets $90 a pound.
Oh,
that
wow.
Pumpkin.
Wow.
They take and sell those seeds out of that pumpkin?
Yep.
They must make a lot.
Okay.
Those large pumpkins, I don't know what variety he specifically had, but we sell a pumpkin called Atlantic Giant Pumpkin, and they're supposed to get the biggest around here unless you babysit it like that.
Okay.
But yeah. There's white pumpkins, and there's little baby blue pumpkins, and there's all colors, pink pumpkins and blue pumpkins and multicolored pumpkins, so We sell all different kinds of pumpkins.
Okay, yeah, we have a pumpkin question coming up later here. So what's our concern of the week?
You know what? I forgot what I put down.
The concern of the week?
Does it say that you got
yep.
that there?
Well, you had preparing my evergreens for cold weather.
There you go. Evergreens, I get this call every year, and we've talked about it every year for 30-some years, is that evergreens kind of lose their color. Just they do lose their needles, too. They lose their third-year needles on the inside of the tree, and those needles turn yellow. I get a lot of questions that my evergreen has died. No, it's just the third-year needles falling off. And then a lot of the needles will fade. They don't actually turn brown, but they turn a lighter green or kind of a yellow green. And that's just the way it is. It's taking nutrients and building it up in the root system, too. So don't get too excited about your evergreens right now, except it's been really, really dry. And if you haven't watered your evergreens, I would definitely do that. And a lot of evergreens, especially like arborvitaes and yews, will dehydrate in the wintertime. That means that the wind sucks out the moisture out of the plants and they don't have any more moisture in there, and they actually die during the winter. So there's a product called Wilt Proof, which is kind of an oily substance. And before it gets too cold, one of these nice 50-degree days, you should be spraying your important evergreens, you know, your arborvitaes around your house with a product called Wilt Proof.
Okay.
That's my concern, is that your evergreens live through the winter.
Okay. Well, we have questions from our listeners just flying in here, Duane, so we better get going.
All right, let's go.
This is an email question. I overseeded and fertilized my lawn 3 weeks ago, hoping it would rain, but so far it hasn't. Do I need to start watering it, or can I still wait for rain?
If you have a small area, I would water it, because it'd be good to soak those seeds up so they get embedded in that dirt, okay, into your soil. It would really, really, really be good that it's at least watered once or twice before the winter, you know, so you kind of freeze that grass seed right into the ground.
Mm.
We need a good rain for all our lawns that are brown already. We need it for the plants and the shrubs and the newly seeded lawn. So, yeah, if you have the time and the energy, I would water your lawn if you just seeded it.
Okay. All right, here's our pumpkin question. Will green or part orange green pumpkins still ripen in time for Halloween?
I wish you would have said if they would turn orange. You can go get a can of spray paint. if it gets warm, you know, it stays warm, a cooler weather, they're not going to turn color as fast, okay? So if it gets warmer and it grows, then it might. I would water it. You know, maybe fertilize it a little bit, and you don't got very long to Halloween, no.
That's right, just a couple weeks.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Okay. Yeah, pumpkins, they all come in different shapes and sizes, right?
Exactly. I mean, the little baby boo ones or Jack B. Little ones, you know, are fist size. Then you can go all the way up to 2,560 pounds. That's a big pumpkin.
Yeah, how do they transport it? My goodness.
Well, yeah, that pumpkin was actually grown on a pallet, okay? I saw pictures of it. It was grown on a pallet, so they moved it around with a skid loader or a forklift.
Yep, okay.
And transported it all the way to California to get weighed in.
All right, here's our next question, Duane. Which is better suited for our area, northern red oak or northern pin oak? Okay.
Two different, completely different kind of oaks. The pin oak is a smaller oak, and actually probably will do better in this area. They're both a zone 4 tree. That means they grow here, except for our soil type is different here. Than, you know, oaks will grow up even in northern Minnesota, zone 3, but we have a more alkaline soil and they like acid soil. And the pin oak will do better on slightly acidic soil. So you probably have better luck with a northern pin oak than northern red oak. except northern red oak is really, really pretty because it turns a bright, dark red, and that's what everybody wants. So you're going to get better fall color on a northern red oak.
Okay, northern red oak.
I try them both. We have both of them. We sell both of them.
Yeah.
The northern red oak will get a lot bigger. Okay, pin oak is more of a smaller, medium-sized tree.
Now, you were telling me a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about planting trees that, you know, the soil is different in Madison than it is in Dawson or Appleton. We've got different, huh?
A lot different.
Why is that? How is that?
Well, I'll rephrase that trees that grow in Dawson sometimes don't grow in Madison. That autumn blaze maple we've been talking about likes acetic soil. In Madison, they just don't do very well. There's some, you know, you can put 10 Norwegians in a row and they don't all act alike. But I have an autumn blaze maple in my backyard. It's absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. There's some, Jim Valla in Madison has an autumn blaze maple, and his turns yellow, is rare, very chlorotic, just doesn't like the soil there.
Wow. That kind of surprises me.
They call it microclimate type thing. That, you know, areas all have different, you know, even the wind patterns and stuff like that. You know, some trees don't like that. Soil type, some trees are more particular than others.
Okay. Well, let's throw in one more question here before we wrap it up. Mums, what temperature can they be kept outside? And do you deadhead them? And if so, do you do it at the end of the stem or just at flower?
There's two different kinds of mums. If they're talking about the decorative mums that we put on our steps and stuff, which I assume because they said, you know, what temperature can it go down to? If it gets down 27, 28 degrees, you're probably going to have some damage on a mum, okay? If you have it in a planter, I would just bring it in, you know, for the next couple nights, and then it'll probably be nice again. Keep it watered. If the plant is completely hydrated, it'll take the cold weather a lot better. And about the pruning, if I was doing a mum that's decorative and looks pretty, I would just pinch the flower off, okay? If you have a lot of the mums that are planted, your perennial mums, a lot of those have already kind of seen their time, and you probably should cut them back to the ground so they're ready to go for next year.
All right. All right, I want to thank our listeners for calling in and emailing any questions this morning. Appreciate that. Dwayne, what you got going on at Heather?
You know what we had going on yesterday?
What?
Hail.
Hail. I saw pictures of that.
Crazy. It looked like it snowed in Montevideo. It was kind of a hail, and not any damage. It wasn't that big, but pretty bizarre.
Yeah, the ground was white.
It was white. Oh, crazy. Again, we have a lot of products ready for fall, you know, fall decorating. We still have absolutely gorgeous mums outside that you can still decorate with. We have that wiltproof, and I planted 7 trees yesterday. We're still landscaping, so if we can help you with any of your, you know, nursery flower needs, we'd be glad to do that. So check us out in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
All right, real good, Dwayne. Hey, we'll see you tonight. Got football, Dawson Boyd at McRae.
Yeah, it'll be fun, Paul. We'll see ya.
Yeah, dress warm.
Yep.
Thanks, Dwayne.
You bet. Thank you.
Yep, Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Nursery, and that's another garden show for this week.